In this week's podcast report, we're going to take a trip back in time to when Babe Ruth was just becoming a baseball player and when African Americans were urging to be allowed to participate in professional sports. Popularity in sports in the 1920s was spreading like wildfire. Baseball was the most popular of them all and was known as the national pastime of America. In the beginning, baseball was played in neighborhoods and small town teams who competed with each other. It wasn't until later that they became professional college and high school teams. Now baseball has 30 major league teams just in the United States, and this doesn't include the minor league, high school, middle school, club, and recreational teams. Through the uprising of baseball, Babe Ruth emerged. He has hit more home runs than any other baseball player at the time, and he was a right fielder for the New York Yankees. In the public eye, Ruth was always known for this sincerity and sportsmanship of his play. He would never get angry after missing a swing, but instead he would move on and continue. In 1936, Babe Ruth was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And did you know that Babe Ruth's real name was George Herman Ruth? Interesting, right? But we can't forget about the African-American major league teams called the Negro Leagues. At their games, the fans admired the risk-taking players to steal bases and take risky, flashy plays. Also, at this time, football was becoming popular, and Canute Rocken, the current coach for Notre Dame, can be held to be the reason why football became popular. Football was the most popular in the North and Midwest, and for colleges, football teams, they would compete in the Rose Bowl to see what team was the best. In the African-American aspect, historical black colleges would set up football programs, and this encouraged African-American culture to blossom. But did you know that football was invented in China early 476 BC? Then boxing became popular, and Jack Dempsey arose to the spotlight. He was a very well-known boxer that competed against Babe Ruth for popularity, just like Babe Ruth, Dempsey was added to the Sports Hall of Fame. The fans got engaged in the matches by gambling on who they would think would win the fight. An unfair rule called the color line prevented African-American boxers from fighting for the heavyweight championship. Later, they got rid of the rule, and this was one of the most important breakthroughs for ending segregation. You're probably wondering why I haven't talked about basketball by now, but back then, basketball wasn't popular yet. Horse racing, golf, and tennis are other sports that aren't as popular at the time, too. But I mean, are there other sports as popular as basketball right now? Probably not. Channel into next week's podcast report, and we're going to be talking about the crime in the 1920s.